This is Morgan Michael, welcoming you to Kindsight 101, the podcast, where you'll hear from world-renowned educational leaders about the mobilizing power of kindness, together by challenging our assumptions and venturing beyond the status quo in education. We can make a big impact, one small act at a time. This is the letter that every teacher should be writing in June. 5 years ago, at the end of each school year, in the busy month of June, I started the practice of writing myself a letter. Like a ritual, I would seal the letter and place it in the left-hand drawer of my desk on the last day of school. At the end of September, during the beginning of the following school year, a time when the lighthearted novelty of freshly sharpened pencils, crisp and clean notebooks, and the excitement to ignite passion in the hearts of our students seems to melt like a brightly colored rainbow popsicle on a hot sunny day into thick grayish soup of overwhelm, lack of sleep, and a thorough sense of imposter syndrome, I would allow myself to pry open the letter. I would read each word slowly, with intention, allowing the message to sink into my skeptical spirit, reminding me that, yes, these students would get to where they needed to go. I just had to meet them where they were. Patience, time, faith, that was all that I needed to keep in my mind over the coming months in order to stay afloat. Although most of my career I've had the pleasure of teaching grade one of the most incredibly rewarding age groups to teach because of the nature of exponential, near explosive growth and the learning that occurs in such a short period of time. Like little jumping jelly beans, pint-sized bodies file into the classroom in September, eyes and hearts wide open to the possibility of learning, passionate about their beliefs, sure-footed about their perspectives on the world, filled with a sense of desire to be their authentic selves. Some students filled with trepidation, others eager to show off their strengths, certain children combative and oppositional, other kids quiet and observing. Most are not yet able to read, write, or do math. There's truly nothing like it. It's exhilarating. It's also incredibly exhausting. But most of all, teaching grade one, or any grade, can seem insurmountable in September. The magic of the learning, the deep growth that occurs within the soul of each child seems impossible to the rational teacher's mind at the beginning of each year. And so the letter served to remind my September self that according to my June self, it would all work out. No matter how long you've been teaching, the beginning of the year can seem tough. Why not take a moment now to reflect how far your students have come, how far you've come together on your journey? I urge you to jot it down on paper. Pop it into an envelope, and open that gift of insight and wisdom in September. It'll alleviate some of the stress and create a sense of certainty for the future. I guarantee it's the kindest thing you can do for yourself. I want to thank you for the wonderful reviews that you've left for this podcast on iTunes. Your reviews make a big difference in helping other educators find this show. If you think that I'm doing good work here and you'd like others to get inspired and join our 21-day kindness challenge and movement, I'd love it if you would take a minute, head over to iTunes, and leave a review. Thank you so much. This has been another episode of Kindsight 101, the podcast. For links to resources mentioned in this episode, visit smallactbigimpact.com and click on our podcast. Now, I'd love to give my audience a heads up about my new book, which will provide ideas, actionable strategies, and inquiry-based approaches to creating kinder classroom through serving the community. Subscribe to my blog for more information.